Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Despite the cold and snow, thousands turned out for Philly's Women's March along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The theme of Philly's fourth Women's March, the Year of the Woman. And this being an election year, many say voicing concerns that events like this is more important than ever.
My parents are both immigrants, and I think it's important that all of us stand together as women, as people of color, as men, as, you know, different socioeconomic statuses, standing together to fight for what we believe is right. Like, definitely, you know, women having control of their body and not letting men dictate, like, what we can and cannot do. And
the great thing about the Women's March is it's not just one city, it's, like, all of us together. I think it's definitely the idea of women standing together.
Jameson Warren of Fairmount was holding a sign that read, "Feminist Dad." He was marching with his wife and three-year-old daughter.
Even if it's snowy and cold, we wanted to come out and support a great cause.
Philadelphia gun violence claimed another life last night. Identified by family as 59-year-old John Rawls, murdered inside a home on North Brambury Street in North Philadelphia. Three other people, including two teenagers, are in critical condition after a shooting in the city's Belmont section. The victims, 17, 19, and 24 years old, were shot on North 41st Street near Brown about 8 last night. There are no arrests in either attack. Philadelphia loves its firefighters. The fire department was the number one rated city department in a survey of residents. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the results are being put to use by the Kenney administration.
Mayor Jim Kenney's announcement in his second inaugural speech this month that street sweeping would expand citywide did not come from a hunch. The constituents supported the idea. Policy Chief Anjali Chinnani says the survey conducted from August to November showed street conditions were the most common issue raised by residents.
Because the mayor had these results by the end of the year, we're excited to be able to use this to inform second-term priorities.
Police and public safety were the second most frequently raised concerns. Chinnani says the results are similar to the first resident survey conducted 3 years ago. Now, as then, most respondents rated city services fair but thought fire and parks were good to excellent. This time around, drinking water and recycling also made it into the good to excellent range, which is ironic because the city virtually abandoned recycling and sent most of it to an incinerator for months. Chinnani says residents likely are referring to the collection process or reacting to a public education campaign about recycling.
You can see the entire survey on our website. The Trump campaign held a grassroots roundtable discussion at a North Philadelphia church last week. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg tells us, the goal is to grow the president's percentage of the black vote.
Let me see what the president did for HBCUs.
Paris Denard is advisor for Black Voices for Trump. The group brought in national and regional leaders to convince scores of black voters from the area to step up in the Trump campaign.
The things that he's doing are real, but the challenge for us is to break through the noise.
Are there more black people who support Trump than people are saying than the media is reporting?
Oh, absolutely.
Calvin Tucker is the Pennsylvania GOP Director of Engagement. He organized the meeting inside of the First Emmanuel Baptist Church on Ridge Avenue. He says Trump has had quiet African-American support from the beginning.
The media said there was zero support among African-Americans. Ultimately, we got 8% of African-Americans.
Tucker believes Trump's support of HBCUs, criminal justice reform, deregulation, and more is very attractive to black voters.
We have been in control by Democrats for over 70 years. Our neighborhood is not no better.
A former Democrat and candidate for city council, Sheila Armstrong, says she's now a Republican.
But a recent Washington Post poll showed 80% of black respondents were deeply pessimistic about the nation under President Trump. New Jersey Governor Murphy has until Tuesday to sign a bill banning flavored vaping products in the state. He likely will. But KYW's Andrew Kramer found at least one official thinking even more needs to be done.
Freeholder Carmen Rodriguez understands e-cigarettes are meant to get people to quit smoking regular cigarettes, but
the fact that they flavored them, that to me was very wrong, because what it does is it encourages children to get into that. And then what it ends up being is instead of helping people get off of cigarettes, what they're doing is introducing children to a nicotine addiction.
Which is the big reason why this bill was designed in the first place. Rodriguez calls the New Jersey ban a start, but to stop people from getting their flavored products in another state or maybe online,
we need to see much more control over that particular market. The state, I think, took the right direction here in New Jersey, but I think we need to have an even larger impact. This is not working for our children. This is a bad thing.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.